Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, hallelujah. This is minister and author Pamela J.P. Martin coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and I was trying to get the music to play. Looks like it's not going to happen, but I thank and praise God for allowing me to come before you this morning. He is so awesome, is he not? And he is still on the throne, and today's message is a powerful one. When we think about Hebrews, you know, when it tells us about, you know, how God will never leave us or forsake us. Amen? Amen. And so when we think about that, how God is always with us. And this message is going to be very short. I just wanted to come to you, give you a tiny nugget on, you know, just about to be encouraged. How many of us know what I'm talking about this morning? We're not going to let the music detain us from not moving forward in this message. Amen? Amen. So I'm thanking God again for allowing me to come before you this morning. Let's just go to the throne of grace and lift him up because he's so worthy to be praised. Amen? Father God, we come before you right now with thanksgiving and praise, Lord. Hallelujah. And God, we just thank you for everything you're doing for us. We thank you for our health and strength, God. We thank you for opening up doors of opportunity, God. Hallelujah, God. God, we thank you for rebuking the devourer for our sake, God. Hallelujah, God. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God. Hallelujah. They may plot it, they may plan it, but it will never work, God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for our faith, God, increasing our faith this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah, God. As this message is about to come forth, God, let it touch the hearts of the listeners, God. Hallelujah. Let it open up their minds, God. Hallelujah. Let it draw to them. Hallelujah, God, and let it increase their lives, God. Hallelujah, in you, God. Let them have a drawing and an unction to know more about you, Father. And God, as I come before you this morning, I'm asking you to decrease me and increase your Holy Spirit to allow it to have its way. Let me not lean to my own understanding when delivering this message. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. And I'm just thanking each and every one of you for allowing me to come before you this morning. I'm telling you, God is so good, is he not? And the awesome thing that is going on this morning is this powerful message. And when we think about, you know, God being with us, you know, a lot of times in situation, it can seem like bleak, like stuff is just not going to go right. Like the enemy has just come in like a flood. Like you have nothing, there's nothing you can do about the situation. But how many of us know it's when you can do nothing about the situation is when God can. Amen, amen. Because that means you lift your hands up off of it. That means you've given it up to God, and you're allowing God to have his way. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So you're allowing God to have his way with it. Because, see, how many of you ever been in the kitchen? And I guess I'm talking to the women, but, you know, the men too. You know, you ever been in a kitchen and everybody around Thanksgiving, let's use that. Amen, amen. Around Thanksgiving, you know, people pile up in a kitchen for some reason. Now, the dinner isn't ready yet, and everybody will come through the kitchen. This one will come through, that one will come through, you know, sampling this, sampling that. And you know how everybody seems to, the cook is trying to cook, and everybody seems to get in the way. And all of a sudden, she doesn't or he doesn't say anything, trying to be nice. And the more people pile up in there, and the more people pile up in there, and to the point it just seemed like they really can't even move around the kitchen to even get anything done. So that means it stops everything that they were trying to prepare for the meal, and all of a sudden they got to stand back and wait till people get through before they can finish. You understand what I'm saying to you this morning, amen, amen. And so the next thing you know, y'all know what I'm talking about, because I'm telling you, I remember when I grew up and they would say, get out the kitchen, amen, amen, because the person that was preparing the meal was saying everybody was just in the way. And I'm telling you, that's how God feels when it comes down to doing something in someone's life. He don't need your help. God already knows what the plan is for their life. Remember that. He knows our hearts. He knows our thoughts. Amen, amen. He knows our shortcomings. Hush. Shabbatika Mahaya. I don't know who it is I'm talking to right now, but God wants you to know that He's got that situation. He just wants you to let it go. Trust Him, not just with your lips, but literally trust Him with your heart. Trust Him with your mind. Release the situation. Release the person. Release it. Hallelujah. And watch what God will do on your behalf. Amen. Amen. He told us we got the victory. Amen. Amen. You put God first. I'm telling you, He's in your corner. He said, never will I leave you or never will I forsake you. That's Hebrews 13:5. Amen. He said, I will sprinkle clean water on you and you will be clean, and I will cleanse you from all your iniquities and from all your idols. Amen. Ezekiel 36:25. Amen. 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 So nothing you can do can fix that situation. Amen. Amen. Let God have it. Amen. And I'm talking about circumstance, situations that you find yourself in that just seems like there is nothing you can do about it. And you're sitting there worried, pacing the floor. You stop eating. You can't even think correctly. You can't even worship God anymore because your mind is on the situation, how it needs to turn around for your good. But let me tell you something. God has a way, I'm telling you, that is not like any man's on this earth. No one can do. Amen, amen. We just got to trust Him. Amen, amen. We've got to trust Him. Tell somebody, you got to trust Him. Amen, amen. When Peter went out on that water, I'm telling you, and when, remember Jesus, He said, begging me to come out. He comes out and gets on the water, and next thing you know, He begins to look at his circumstance and begins to go down in the water. He begins to look at what he's on. He's like, wow, I'm on water? That's impossible. And he begins to sink. He begins to look at his power and his strength. But that's not what God wants. He wants us to look at His power and His strength. And with His strength, we can do things that are infallible. We can do things that no one ever could thought that could be done. Amen, amen. No one thought someone could be healed from cancer, but God said He can do it. Amen. No one thought that someone could be healed from going insane, and God said, I can restore the mind. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. God said, I can restore the vessels in your leg. Hallelujah. I can make your organs function again. Hallelujah. He said, but you got to believe me. Hallelujah. I don't know who this message is for this morning, but God wants you to know that He has the last say so. Amen, amen. He brought you this far for you to turn back now. Amen, amen. I read recently where they said many pastors had decided to leave and walk away from the pulpit because they've gotten frustrated over the people that are in the church. Help me, Holy Ghost. They got folks that are now in the church that their whole mission, and they don't realize it, is they're working for Satan, sitting there demanding what they want when they want it and tying it up to whatever their donations and tithes are. You've seen them folks. I put my money in that plate, and I expect for that pastor to come see me when I say come see me. You understand what I'm talking about. Amen, amen. But it's only one person that's over the flock. Amen. He's only the person that's over that pasture. Amen. He's the one that's accountable for the lambs, amen? So I understand that people would get frustrated, that the clergies would go, what in the world? And with everything that has changed, I'm sure it has become frustrating. But the Word of God tells us that we're to pray for our leadership. Did you know that? We're supposed to pray for them. We're supposed to intercede for them. Amen, amen? Amen, amen. And that's one of the reasons, because the enemy wants to take them out. And the enemy will use anybody he can to do this thing. But this morning, my message is to all of you, clergies, pastors, whoever's listening, I'm telling you, and stay in the race. Don't give up now. I'm telling you, all the signs are here. You see it, right? Amen, amen. The Bible tells us in the last days, amen, you may say, they've been saying that, and the Bible said they said that too. I'm telling you, He said in the last days, there'll be earthquakes in all sorts of places. I'm telling you. He said there'll be rumors of wars and wars. Hallelujah. You see things that you cannot believe. I'm telling you. But the thing that sticks out in my heart is when it tells us that in the end times of that the rich will say, let the mountains fall on us. Not the rich, but I'm sorry, the powerful men will say, let the mountains fall. And what was it that you think that they could have saw that they would say such a thing? I want to beckon you to think about it. Amen. What was it that someone that's in power, in a position, that would say, look up to God that they don't believe and say, God, let the mountains fall on us. I'll tell you, I had many, many thoughts about it, and I'll talk about that at a later date, about what could make someone full of pride and walk around thumping their chest. You got to look at the characteristics of some of the people that are in positions of leadership. Not all. No. There are people that are saved in leadership. There are people that love the Lord with all their heart in leadership. And then you have people in leadership that walk around and they have this delusion that they are God. Amen. They have this philosophical belief that because they have arrived, they've exceeded the God that we serve. Amen. Amen. Y'all know folks like that, right? Amen. Amen. I'm trying to tell you, they're delusional. Tell somebody they're delusioned. Amen. Amen. But I'm trying to get you to be encouraged to not throw in the towel now. I'm telling you, don't do it. The signs that Jesus said, you should be able to discern the signs, not the weather, because when they talked to him, and he said, you should be able to discern the times and not the weather. The times that we're living in, help me, Holy God. I'm so excited about this message. That's why I feel like someone listening, this message is for you. You need to be encouraged. Amen? The Bible says a righteous man will be remembered forever. He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is secure. He will have no fear. And in the end, he will look in triumph on his foes. That's Psalms 112, 6 through 8. Amen? The Bible tells us, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, amen? The justice of your cause like the noonday sun, amen? That's Psalms 37, 5 through 6, amen? The word of God tells us, before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. That's Isaiah 65, 24. So don't throw in the towel, amen? Don't confess the negativity of you are about to give it up. You can't deal with this. Don't start complaining. Give it away. Give denounce the complaint. I'm telling you, denounce it and say, Lord, I repent for complaining because I know you got this thing. I know you in control of this situation, and I know it's going to come out for my good. I know no weapon, as I said before, is formed against me shall prosper. Amen. It may form. Amen. When Daniel went into the lion's den, what did the weapon do? It formed. He was in the window. Remember how all that started? He was in the window. He was praying. They made a decree. These guys that were haters, let's put it that way, and they made this decree, and they went to the king, and the decree said that no one can pray at a certain time. And they went to the king and said, hey, look, Daniel is praying when your decree says he's not supposed to do it. But Daniel had more fear of God than he did man. And so because of Daniel's fear of God, Daniel continued to pray, I'm telling you. And what happened? They came, and they put him in the lion's den. They put him in that den. But the thing about the lion did not eat him. It did not do anything to him. Amen, amen. Because the angels took care of that. And this is what I'm trying to tell you. The angels have already been dispatched to take care of your situation. Amen, amen. But what God needs for that to be activated is your faith in him. He needs you to be faithful throughout this process. Amen. Because there's someone, just like the king, is going to believe in your God because you steadfast. Amen. I don't know who I'm talking to, but there's someone listening. This message is for you. Amen. Amen. Know this, that God loves you. Amen. Amen. God loves you. Amen. Amen. Daniel could have turned around and said, okay, I ain't going to pray. I'm not going to pray. I'm going to follow the man's decree. Amen. But he knew his love for God and his fear of God and his admiration for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Where is your faith? Is your faith in man or is your faith in God? Amen. Amen. Again, it formed. It looked like Daniel was going to be gone. It looked like he was going to die there. But that was not what God had planned. And it's the same thing for us. It may form. It may look like that person took over a position. They're now your new boss. It may look like they're going to sit there and now they're going to ride you. But God said, I got the last say so. They will not get away with doing it this time. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get to you. It may look like you got cut off from your raise and someone stood in the way. okay? But God said, I'm a living witness of that. God said, no, I got the last say so. Because, see, it's still going to happen. It may look like the mortgage is behind and you're going to lose your home, but the Lord said, I got the last say so. That money going to show up, or favor. Favor is more powerful sometimes than money. I'm trying to get this to you. Amen, amen. Favor can be more powerful than money. Amen, amen. Because somebody could give you favor and say, look, you know what? I know you've been trying. I looked at your track record. You got behind this year. We're going to fix that. We're going to roll this back, and we're going to help you so you can maintain your home. I'm telling you, don't let the enemy come in with a flood of fear in your life and have you running for the hills. This is not the time to give up. Who am I talking to? This is not the time to give up. Tell somebody right now. This is not the time to give up. Help me, Holy Ghost. I'm trying to get this to someone right now. You've been asking God to heal you. I'm telling you, you've been waiting on your healing. You've been waiting on your deliverance. It is not the time to give up. You must believe God. I'm telling you, God will do it for you. I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, it is done. Hallelujah. I'm believing God. I'm telling you, I'm persevering toward the Lord. I'm telling you, because why? I want to make it in. Amen, amen. I'm telling you, by no means necessary am I going to let anything keep me out of the kingdom. I'm determined, I'm telling you, to keep pressing my way. No matter how much comes against me, no matter how many adversaries is coming my way, I'm going to continue to push because I know God is with me. Hallelujah. And God is with you. Hallelujah. I don't know who this is that's listening, but I want to get this message to you to don't throw in the towel. Amen, 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 amen. Don't throw in the towel. I just want to get that message to you this morning. Don't throw in the towel. Amen. Amen. I want to leave you with Isaiah 41:10. He says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Amen. Amen. I want to thank and praise God for allowing me to be able to come to you this morning. I want to bring that message to someone that is listening. I thank and praise God. I'm telling you, for you and your constant of moving forward toward the Lord, don't throw in the towel. Amen, amen. Don't give up on the Lord. I'm telling you, keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Amen, amen. This I will be continue to come back on the radio, and we will also get this set up where the music can come on, you know, because we like to bring that forward to you, bring the music on the air. I'm telling you, that's a ministering in itself. And we have some announcements, too, that we need to bring before you as well. So I will start being back on the air. My goal is, my prayer is, and my goal is to come on the air at least 2 to 3 times a week. So I'm thanking and praising God for allowing me to come back on Blog Talk Radio. It has been a while. I had planned on coming on before, and it seemed like so many things were going on. And you know how things, you can get distracted. I'll tell you, the enemy loves to distract us from doing the will of God. And that's why, you know, I said, Lord, this year I'm going to make a determination. I'm going to be determined about getting before you, and not only in prayer, but and not only in worship, but reading the Word of God as well, so as getting on the air and ministering out. Because even though I minister out at the revival, and at different churches, I want it to be more where it could get out. Because this message, the Blog Talk, reaches globally, and I don't know if y'all know that. And that was one of the things that I love. I had people from Switzerland, all over the world, would listen in and would call in, and I want to reach back out there to them because we're in some perilous times. We need to encourage one another. The Word of God tells us, Jesus said, to encourage one another. And this is, if anything, you can't do nothing for nobody else and you don't have anything else to say to someone, encourage them. Amen, amen. Because we live in the times where the Bible is saying the days of Noah, and we live in those times. I'm telling you, what did they say? What was it? 14,000, 1,400 people or 2,200 people died in just the other day in that earthquake that happened. And when the aftershock came, it took even more. So I want to encourage you to, if right now, if that happened here in the United States, what would you be? I'm talking to the folks. Where would you be? Where would you end up? If you died, left your body, where are you going? Where are you going? I know you say the grave, but I'm saying, where would you go? Would you end up in heaven? Do you know that for a fact? Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Amen, amen. I want to encourage you to do so. Amen. I want you to encourage you right now, if you don't know the Lord, to receive him in Jesus' name. Amen. To accept him as your Lord and Savior right now, wherever you are. Amen, amen. I want to encourage you wherever you are. Amen, amen, amen. So I'm thanking, again, each and every one of you for allowing me to come before you this morning. Again, I will be back on the air in entirety. Again, this has been a blessing for me. Let's close out with prayer. Father God, we thank you for the message that went forth, God. Lord, let that message, don't throw in the towel, God, remnant over their minds and their hearts, God, that they continue to think about that, Lord, and they continue to stay in your scriptures, God, and encourage them, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Send a spirit of encouragement, and Father, and people that will encourage them, Father, as they continue to stay steadfast and unmovable, God. Hallelujah. And doing your purpose and your will in this earth, God. Hallelujah. In the land of the living, Lord. And Lord, we thank you, Father God, as you cover us as we go wherever we have to go today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen. Again, I want to thank each and every one of you for allowing me to come before you this morning. God is so good, is he not? He is so awesome. And I just thank God for every one of you and what you're doing. Amen, amen. Send me emails, send me requests, whatever you have that you'd like to respond. If you want me to pray with you, send me that. Whatever. Amen, amen. Send me those. And you can go to www.pushglobalministries.org. We have a website there. We have a revival coming up. That registration will close out Monday. I thank and praise God. We only had 200 seats, and they're gone already. So I want to encourage you to make sure you come on out. I thank and praise God for each and every one of you. Amen. Amen. This is Minister and Author Pamela J.P. Martin signing off from you on Blog Talk Radio. Amen.